So let's review. Zok de Mishnah. Sukkah she gevoy lemayla me'esrim amah psula. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. A sukkah that is taller than 20 amas is pasul, invalid. Rabbi Yehuda says it is kosher. It is valid. V'she'ein gevoy asar tefachim. If it's not at least 10 tefachim tall. V'she'ein l'shalish tefanis. Or it doesn't have at least 3 walls. V'shechamasa merub mitzalasa. Or if there is more sunlight than shade. Psula, it is pasul. The Gemara cites the first mission of Masechtas Erevin with a similar halacha. A kaira, the beam of a mavui that is higher than 20 amas, should be lowered. The Gemara points out the different terms. Here the Mishnah simply states, psula, the sukkah is invalid. Whereas there the Mishnah offers a remedy, yamait. Lowering the kaira will validate the mavui. The Gemara gives two answers. One, sukkah de raisa tani psula, mavui de rabbanan tani tekanta. Since the mitzvah of sukkah is deraisa, a biblical halacha, which preceded the Mishnah, the word psula is appropriate. As Rashi explains, it's possible because it was not done according to the Torah specifications. However, the halachas of mavi are derabbanan, a rabbinic enactment, and the word psula is not fitting because the specification are now being taught for the first time. The second answer is, sukkah de nefishi mile, pasik vetani psula, mavi de loy nafish mile, tani tekanta. Since our Mishnah teaches several halachas that invalidate a sukkah, and they each have a different way to correct them, it would have been too long a list to list them all in the Mishnah. Therefore, the more succinct expression of psula was used. However, the Mishnah in Erevin, since it teaches only two halachas, the maximum allowable height and width of the mavi's opening, and both are remedied by diminishing its size, the Mishnah can teach its remedy in one word, you might. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim and says that the dictum Yishana Adam L'Tamid Derech Ketzara, a person should teach a student in a brief manner, is being applied here in our Mishnah. The Gemara continues and cites three opinions as to which Pasuk teaches that the maximum height of a sukkah is 20 amas. Rabba says, L'man yedu derisechem ki basukkah seshavtes b'nei Yisrael, in order that your generations will know that I caused b'nei Yisrael to live in sukkahs. If the roof of the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, the person will not realize he's in the sukkah. The eye does not notice something that is so high up, and he won't see the schach. Reb Zera says, the sukkah tiyel tzel yoymen michayrev, and the sukkah will be for shade from the heat during the day. If a sukkah that's taller than 20 amas, a person is not sitting b'tzel sukkah in the shade of the schach, but b'tzel defanis in the shade of the walls. Abaye asks, if so, a sukkah in the valley between two mountains should be pasul because the height of the mountains provides the shade. Pesach explains the difference and says that if there were no mountains, the sukkah would still provide shade. But if the walls of the sukkah, that's 20 amas, were removed, the shade from the schach would not stop the sunlight from coming underneath it. In other words, the schach has to be able to provide shade. Rava says the limit of 20 amas is learned from this pasuk. Basukah is teshu shibasyam. You shall dwell in sukkahs for 7 days. This means we leave our diris kva, a permanent dwelling, and for 7 days we live in a diris aroi, a temporary dwelling. People don't make a diris aroi higher than 20 amas. That would be a diris kva. Abai questions this logic because el miato as mechitzis shel barzel v'sichach agaban hachenami lav a sukkah. It seems that if someone made a sukkah less than 20 amas, but the walls were made of iron and it would be permanent, he cannot use it on sukkahs. Rava clarifies his opinion and says that if a sukkah is up to 20 amas, even if it is made sturdy enough to be permanent, it is kosher. However, if it was taller than 20 amas, even if it was made with flimsy walls and was not expected to be permanent, it is still possible. Rashi explains that the shear is based on the usual height of diris kava or diris aroi. The Gemara goes on to explain why these three amorim disagree. Rava and Reb Zeira disagree with Rabba because his pasuk lama'an yedu derisechem ki basukis heshavtis b'nei Yisrael is referring to yedi l'deris, the knowledge of future generations that they should know that Hashem made us live in sukkahs, but there may be no requirement to be able to see the schach. Rabba and Rava disagree with Reb Zeira because his pasuk v'sukkati l'tzel yem michayiv is referring to yemaisa Mashiach, the time of Mashiach. However, Reb Zeira would answer that the pasuk could have used the word chuppah, covering. By using the word sukkah, both ideas are implied, the sukkah during the time of Mashiach and the mitzvah of sukkah. Rabba and Reb Zeira disagree with Rava because of Abaye's challenge, El Miata Asa Mechitzes Shel Barzel. The Gemara then quotes three Amirom in the name of Rav that qualify the Machlekes in our Mishnah and determines whose explanation each follows. Kaman az lahad amr b'yeshi amr rav. Machloikis b'she'in tfanas megis l'schach. Avod tfanas megis l'schach afil l'mayla me'esrim amr k'shera. B'yeshi said that the machloikis is only when the walls don't reach the schach. But if the walls do reach the schach, everyone agrees that even taller than 20 amas is okay. Kaman k'raba. The amr mishum d'le sholta b'eina. V'kivin the tfanas megis l'schach mishlet shol b'eina. This follows Rabba's explanation that the problem with above 20 amas is delay shalta ba'ena. But if the walls touch the schach, one's eyes would follow the walls upwards and he would notice the schach. Kaman naz lahad amr rav hun amr rav. Machlekes b'she'im ba ela arba amas al arba amas. Avo yesh ba yisim arba amas al arba amas afil lamalam esrim amma k'shera. Rav Huna says the machlekes of lamalam esrim amma is only in a small sukkah that is only up to 4x4 amas square. But if it is larger, then the height could be above 20 amas. Kaman, Reb Zeira. This follows Reb Zeira's understanding, and the greater width will solve the problem of not getting shade from the schach. Rav Chanan bar Rava says the machlekes of lamalam esrim amma is only in a small sukkah that can only fit kedei reisha v'rubi v'shulchanai, a person's head, most of his body, and his table. If it were larger than this, then even taller than 20 amas would be kosher. This doesn't follow any of the three opinions we've learned, because being larger than Reish of Rubiv Shulchanai does not remove any of the three issues. It is still Leshult Be'ena, it is still Tzel Tfanes, it is still Diris Kava. The Gemara cites a brisa which repeats the machlekes of the Mishnah. Sukkah she gevoy lamala mesim amma psula. Rabbi Huda machshir adar bom v'chamishim amma. V'am Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda relates an incident in support of his opinion. Ma'isa b'hilni hamalka b'loid. Shehoysa sukasa gevoy mesim amma. The Queen Hilni, who was careful to follow even the rabbinic enactments of the Chacham, was sitting in a sukkah that was taller than 20 amas, and the elders who would visit with her didn't say anything. Even though she was a woman and exempt, she had 7 sons, and at least one of them was rabbinically obligated to sit in the sukkah. After an extensive discussion, the Gemara concludes on the top of the next daf that according to Rav Huna, her sukkah must have had partitions, and each section is considered a separate sukkah. Her attendant sat in a larger part, which was a kosher sukkah, while she sat in a smaller and separate part, Mishum Tznis. According to the Tanna Kamma, her area was not kosher, which for her did not pose a problem, for as a woman she was exempt, and her sons sat with the others in the kosher area. According to Rehuda, her area was kosher, and her sons were able to sit with her.